This is Get a Real Job, the podcast devoted to people who choose risk over safe bets, who pursue their passion against all odds and are doing what they want, how they want, despite people and sometimes the voices in their own heads telling them they're nuts.
When the field that I wanted to work in didn't exist, I created it.
The only thing you have to decide is how hard do you want to work.
I really never went into the design of the restaurant of not succeeding. One way or another, I was going to succeed.
I'm your host, Dan Bova, editorial director of Entrepreneur.com. Thanks for listening. And now, get a real job. Hey, Patrick, today's guest is an extremely busy person, so let's please not waste her time with any dumb questions, okay?
I mean, I can't make any promises, Dan.
Just try.
I'll try.
Okay, so here's just a few things she's up to. She's a TV personality, a philanthropist, a partner for the organic and affordable line of baby food called Yummy Spoonfuls. She founded the online Women of Today community, and she does just about a million other things. So why don't we just get to it and welcome the very busy Camila Alves McConaughey. Welcome.
Hello, guys. Nice to be here.
Yeah. So, wow, you got a couple of things going on, huh?
Oh, you know, I like to be busy, but you know, it's good to be busy. You know, I grew up to where my parents say, you know, you stay busy, you stay out of trouble.
Uh-huh.
So I think I might be carrying on to adulthood with that.
So if you stopped doing things at any minute, trouble could be at your doorstep. Is that how you approach things?
Listen, you know, I grew up working since, you know, very early, like, you know, even when we were a kid, I come from farmland. So my dad's still a farmer to today. And, you know, at our breaks, like, you know, if we wanted to go to parties and stuff back then, you know, he would get us to work in the farm and do things, earn our money to go do it. And then, you know, I moved to the United States when I was 15 years old and I kind of had to earn my, you know, not kind of, I had to earn my living on my way up to do what I start modeling. So I always, you know, I started working very early on and I grew up, my parents worked really hard. My mom worked really hard. So I grew up seeing that. So I guess, you know, I try when I had my third child, I did say, you know what, I'm not going to work. I'm going to take a break and, you know, just be home for a bit. And back then, I had a handbag line with my mom. We did it for over 10 years. We did QVC, that whole thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm having my third child. I was like, mom, you go ahead, continue the business. I'm going to step down. I'm going to stay home. And honestly, guys, I become that mom, that crazy mom that, you know, that you're trying to avoid at the school parking lot, that like, you know, everything is so important. I become a pain in the butt, to be honest with you guys. So I have to work. It's part of my, I have to do something.
And are you passing that down to your kids? Do you make them put them out there on the farm before they go to play dates and things like that?
Well, the farms in Brazil, we have a little bitty farm over here in a little orchard going on, and they do work on that, by the way. But we do try to get the kids to learn that work ethic for sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially like throughout the pandemic, we went from everything that we had to do, we have Matthew's mom living with us and she's 89 now. So we had to really take this, you know, this very serious. All the photo shoots, all the video shoots, like the kids literally became the crew of everything that we did. and it was cute because now we're just getting some check-ins from some companies that, you know, like had to actually like hire them to get like an actual check coming in the mail to pay for the work they did.
That's amazing. And sure. I assume they have their union cards and everything. So, yeah.
But it's all legal, man.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about Yummy Spoonfuls. And, you know, as you said, you grew up on a farm, and I'm assuming there's some connection there of wanting to do this, you know, this healthy food for kids. But I also kind of loved what I read about, you know, how you got to launching this, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is partly because it was kind of a pain in the ass to make your own food for your kids.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I had my third child, look, you know, we have three kids, and throughout the first two, I did the food. When I got to number three, I remember we were leaving on a trailer on location in Canada, in the middle of nowhere in Calgary. And I remember it was 3 a.m, this little bitty kitchen in the trailer, stuff is piled up to the top. You know, I'm trying to remember what combination, what tastes good. I'm like, okay, it's 3 a.m. I still have to clean up everything. Baby's going to wake up for a feed, then the burping, cleaning. But I'm like, I'm pulling another 24 hours. I'm like, it's got to be an easier way to do this, right? And I went and started, and I stopped. I remember it's just like, pause, Camilla. It's got to be an easier way. And I sat down. I'm not really I'm not out there in the internet that much. So I was like, I'm sure it's a solution. Somebody already did this and I just missed it, right? So I sat down and started doing your research. And to my surprise, it really wasn't. Nobody was doing this on a mass scale and affordable. At the time, it was like three companies and it was so expensive, plus the expensive shipping for frozen, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go on a search to figure out how we can make this, because this is the best way you can feed your child, a baby. I'm going to on a search to figure out how to do this and how to make it affordable, how to make it accessible for the masses. How can we do this? And in that journey, I'm a very curious person. I ask 1,000 questions. I know nothing about food. I've done, I had businesses before, but all in the fashion industry. And I just knew nothing about the food industry. So I start calling people, cold calling people, searching, who do you know? Going to friends, who do you know that I can talk to? And in that process, one of the ladies, Sarah, she said, listen, I know this lady that I met, and she's not doing exactly what you're telling me you want to do, but it's very, very similar. And she was, I met her in a convention. Do you want me to connect you guys? And I'm like, sure. So she connected us. And sure enough, that was one of the three companies that I saw in my search. And her and I sat down across each other. I met Agatha. She's the founder of the company. She had been doing this for a while. And her and I sat across each other over having tacos. And we decided to shake hands and go on the journey together. And we team up. And really, my job in the company was really to come in. When I met her, she was doing a small scale and a shared kitchen production. So really was for me to, my thing was to really team up with her to go, okay, now we have to scale this up. So we scaled up and find master, retailer and partner up and all of that. And, I invested in it. So it was really, it became my full-time job. We launched at Target with, I think we had 33 different products at 1,500 stores all in once. We were a very small team. We were figuring out, she's flying to different countries to look at equipment, and we have to, I'm in the facility, the manufacturer, have to figure out how to produce this food because nobody was really doing it.
Right.
All the baby food companies that we were talking to that produced, because we're like, maybe they can produce for us. Their answer is they couldn't do it because our food was too alive. Their food are basically dead, if you put it that way.
Because you have no fewer preservatives and stuff, I would guess, right?
So we have no preservatives.
None.
So when we first started, it was just no preservatives, no additives, nothing. It's just the real fruit, and it's no concentrate, it's no juice, it's none of that stuff. Very, very pure. And we went through our learnings. We hurt our, we've kind of went down when it almost completely was out. And then we're like, nope, we're going to keep pushing it. And it's back up. So now we're Walmart and other retailers. And it's kind of a, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. I've since have not, I've stepped down of Yummy Spoonfuls. I think maybe, I don't know how long ago, I'm horrible with time frame. But the team's still pushing and still doing it. And it was quite of a learning. It was quite of a, a journey to be able to achieve what we did.
That's so awesome. And what I mean, I love that fact that you said, which, you know, I've heard other people say too, which is, you know, you found this need, you were kind of surprised that there wasn't a solution, and then you jumped into it, admittedly not knowing a single thing about what you were getting into or what you were trying to do. And I always find that amazing, because I think people assume that someone who found a lot of success was, you know, really good at this thing and they found a way to make money out of it. But you just sort of conjured this business out of a need.
More coming up from our guests, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Look, 2020 has proven to be the year of many things. But if you own a small business, this could also be the year you switch to Better Payroll. Gusto wasn't just built for small businesses, it was built for the people behind them. Their online payroll is so easy to use. Gusto can automatically calculate paychecks and file all your payroll taxes, which means you have more time to run your business. Plus, Gusto does way more than payroll. Gusto helps with time tracking, health insurance, 401ks, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. You get the idea. It's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, they can transfer all your data for you. It's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. Totally free for 3 months. That's awesome. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/GARJ. Again, that's gusto.com/GARJ. I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today.
And we're back.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting too, is it's really good the point that you're saying, because a lot of times too, you know, people go, well, you know, you have access. So, you know, Matthew can, you know, with this, or this person, you know, people, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, guys, because I've heard that from people before, right? And they go, guys, I wasn't trying to make a movie. I wasn't trying to make a TV show.
Those like, aren't the right, you know, connections.
Like, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like, we were literally like cold calling. We had a spreadsheet and we were cold call. You know, sure, maybe some people will recognize the last name and maybe would, you know, spend a couple more minutes on the phone versus last. But if we didn't really were really passionate and had that, you know, that really wanted to succeed and make this thing happen, it would have not happened, right?
I've heard Jerry Seinfeld talk about that, where he says, you know, if I walk out on stage, yeah, for the first 5 minutes, people will cheer at whatever I say and they're just like happy. But then I have to tell funny jokes, you know, like I have to deliver something. So, you know, you can only get so far with people just recognizing your name.
It's very, very true. And I think it's important to say that because, you know, so if people are at home listening, they have this idea and this conception, like this concept of what you're saying, of going into a new business and going into a new venture, you know, to understand that it is doable. You can do it. It's hard as shit. And it is really, I mean, you know, it's not for everybody.
Right.
It's not for the soft heart, I'll put it that way. Not to say something else, but it's well worth it if you have a mission, if you have a clear vision of what you want.
Right. So I wonder, I was just, you know, doing a little research before we talked and here comes the gotcha question. Well, one thing I wonder is you seem to have this sort of like inner passion and this drive. And I wonder, you know, I read something, that you were part of Matthew's decision to invest in a soccer team. So is that true? And are you the default coach of this team now? And are you screaming at the players to try harder?
Oh my gosh, I am a horrible watching soccer games, but I've always been. I grew up, you know, I played soccer growing up, and then, you know, I'm Brazilian. Like, soccer is in our DNA, right? You don't, trust me, you don't want to watch soccer with me. It's horrible. the team is doing, I mean, the team is doing good, guys. Yeah. The team is doing good. It's exciting.
Looking at the record, looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
Yes, we're looking good. Okay, in terms of the decision, look, you know, I guess Matthew went out there and put that out there, didn't he? Because I know I didn't say it. yes, you know, look, I guess like we have a very, you know, we like to do things in a way that we're, you know, we always are checking in with each other on decisions. We make decisions together. So that's been part of our journey since the beginning. So yes, so we sat down and we talked about it, and it's a good thing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Patrick and I once had a wiffle ball team, but we were terrible.
Yeah, it was really not very good.
Yeah.
Wait, one thing I'm curious about is I read also, I did a little research, different from Dan's, but apparently the food for babies is actually tasty for adults as well. Is that true?
Oh, it's so true. Yes. So true. But you have to go, like, so the one thing though is that now, like, you know, when we first launched the company, it was, you know, it was more baby food. But now the company has kind of, you know, grow into more older toddler food. So it's different kind of food now from when we launch. Gotcha. So it's a different product. And what we've done too, before, anyway, without getting to the logistics of how the business portion of it works, but, you know, the company, we merged with this company called Dapple. And if people have kids, if you have babies, if you don't know Dapple, most of people will know if they have babies. But it's personal care for babies and kids. And it's an amazing, amazing line. So we've kind of got into two companies. And now it's separated again. But we still Dapple. It's still, you know.
You dabble and Dapple.
Dapple and Dapple. That's the brand everybody needs to check it out now. Dapple.
And what was happening there is Patrick was angling for you to send him a free case of any desserts for him to try out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a baby, but I have a good appetite.
Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, you and Matthew kind of working together on things. And, you know, I think this is very cool, that the Just Keep Living Foundation, and the work that you've done, and particularly during the pandemic, distributing masks and stuff like that. And, you know, what sort of like calls you to do this kind of work?
Well, look, you know, the Just Keep Living Foundation, we started, it was really Matthew's idea. You know, the seed of this idea was really his idea. We were still, it was before I got pregnant, you know, and he was trying to figure out like what direction to go with, you know, doing a foundation. And he decided to go to teenage kids, which again, you know, is that one, it's not a lot of, if you actually look into the amount of organizations that really focus on teenage years, it's not that many, believe it or not. And it's that last chance that they have before actually they get into adulthood, and then where, you know, the consequences are not just going to the principal's office. Now they're going to jail. They're going to, you know, they're dealing with real consequences, right? Uh-huh. So we started going that direction, and we had our first child, Levi. And when we did that, we did an exclusive. So I don't know if you guys know about this or not, but like, you know, when you are in a position like Matthew is, you know, if you have a child, whoever gets that first photo of your child will make a shitload of money. Like it's ridiculous. When we didn't know. And we found out and we're like, what? We're like, this is crazy. This is insane. So we like, you know what? Let's do an exclusive. So that's why people do exclusives. You see people on the cover of the magazines with the babies. I never understood that. So I was like, oh, that's why people do that. Cause I never really got that. And
you have more control over it then, right?
Exactly. So, and then also they're not chasing you like crazy because the photo's already out. Like, okay, it's out. So now, you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Right.
So we're like, okay, well, let's do an exclusive then. And then let's grab that money and go into, we're going to put it all into charity. And we were trying to figure out. So I was going to take my part and do some other stuff. And then he was going to take his part and going to Just Keep Living Foundation. And I remember I went with and spent a lot of time with the kids. The foundation was just starting. It was just a little seed. But, you know, we still had a program. And I was like, oh, man, I went and spent time with the kids. And I was like, that's it. I'm like, I'm done. I'm like, yes, I'm all in. Like, I decided to go all in. We went all in. And really, it's been Levi now is about to be 13. So it's been over, 13 years that we've been doing this. And it's all over the United States. It's after school programs. It's teaching kids nutrition on a budget. Exercise, fitness. It's really, wellness. We do field trips. A lot of these kids, so Title I schools. So Title I schools, and it's a lot, majority of those kids are single parent, household. Mm. A lot of them, it's something to see how, their parents most of the times are working. So the kids are, they're kind of taking care of themselves. We do field trips, which for a majority of these kids, they have never left their neighborhood. Wow. I have the story that I love to share this story, which is we have one program here in Austin that they went on a field trip. And I don't know if you've been to Austin or not, but anyway, you drive, you see the body of water going to the cities everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they went on a hike, and this young man, he just froze up looking at the water, and the coach couldn't get him to move. Right. And he's like, come on. And they just froze up. So coach just sat down, waited for him. And when he was ready, then he, kind of, and didn't say a word for the rest of the field trip. Graduated from high school. After he graduated, he came back to the program and shared with the coach and said, hey, so I shared with you that day, what happened to me was I had never seen a body of water. I didn't know it existed. And he goes, and what I realized at that moment was that was more to the world than my, the four walls of my neighborhood and getting into a game. Right. Because he goes, that's what my brothers did. That's what, that's what I was going to do. And he goes, that one day just opened up my horizon that I'm like, wow, it's more the world. And he went into the Navy, went and traveled the world, did these things.
Wow.
Doing well. So it's a bunch of stories like that, which, again, we say field trip, people goes, oh yeah, field trip. No, for this kid's field trip, it's like, it really has a big effect on them. We do gratitude circle, which it's a big thing as well, because it really creates community within those kids. We do guest speakers, which have guest speakers from all walks of life. So we talk people that are very successful and people that just got out of jail. You see what I'm saying? Like, we'll go from all angles in there.
That's great. Well, you've got both of those types of people on this call right now, and you have to guess which is.
So long story short, I can talk about Just Keep Living Foundation forever because the program, it's working. It does work. All of, 90, I forgot the number now, but I think it's like 96 or 99% of the kids graduate on schools that has the largest, dropout rate.
Wow.
So it's really working. I can talk for hours, but it is other things that we do in the program as well. But to answer your question, this was a really long way of answering your question of what guides me to do
this. I asked you, what's your favorite color? And somehow,
Exactly. welcome to my world. but look, I grew up, I'm from Brazil. We grew up seeing poverty around us. This is not something that's new to us. So we grow up to it. That's what you do. I remember being, 11 years old, gathering stuff to donate to elders and to people and to the homeless and all of that. So it's kind of how we grew up doing it. So even outside of the foundation, we do a lot of work that we don't talk about it. And even in Brazil and other countries in Africa, we have something in Africa that's really sweet and great too. But we have all these other things that we do because it's part of, how we've been blessed beyond words. So we like to spread as blessings as much as we can.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great. So what, so people who kind of want to continue following your journey, you know, women of today, they think they should sign up there. What other things can they be looking for from you?
Yes. Look, you know, if they want to do, so women of today right now is where I'm spending majority of my time. So it's really about, you know, building that community in terms of learning from each other. So that's the place that I'm spending majority of my time, where you're going to get more of the information and things like that. My personal Instagram is there too. People can, you know, follow and see what I'm doing and sharing there. I get a little bit more personal there. You know, we're working on different projects, but nothing really that I can speak about.
Top secret.
Oh, man. All right. Well, then we're just going to have to wait. I pressed pause on the record, so you can tell us.
Well, Dan, you're slick.
I couldn't even lie. I pushed the button thing. I couldn't even lie.
You're gonna have to work on that a little.
Yeah. All right. Well, so great talking to you and hearing about all the amazing things that you're doing. And in particular, this last thing we talk about, this foundation.
Super cool.
Very, very, very inspiring. So thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you for wanting to talk to me.
All right.
And okay. You could just send the baby food right my way. I don't have a baby, but I'll...
We'll do. I'll send you some Dapple baby wipes as well. You might need those.
Yes. Oh, you, Dan, did you talk to her before?
I did not.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
That's our episode, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Get a Real Job comes out every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you harvest your favorite podcasts. Leave us a review, give us a share. Don't make me beg people. Go to entrepreneur.com for new episodes of this and to listen to our other great podcasts. Thanks.